Our study this morning is very basic, but it's very uplifting to study about Jesus the Christ was God in the flesh. Yes, some people are not aware of who Jesus really is, and we need to preach these basic lessons again and again. And those of us who do know from the scriptures who Jesus Christ really is, we need to be reminded. So we'll begin our study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning to Preparing for Eternity. And the initials, PFE, I keep reminding us of this, myself included, that helps us to stay focused. So think about that. Preparing for eternity, I can shorten that with PFE. Now, we want to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street here in Martinsville, as of course we study God's precious word in our Bible classes. As we come together to worship God in the assembly, we're striving to do so in spirit and in truth, that is, with a proper attitude, but also following the New Testament pattern, following John 4:24. And I can assure you, you will be very much welcome. And something else to mention, if you would like to have a Bible study, we really look forward to those opportunities, and we'll set it up at your convenience. We have Bible correspondence courses available, of course free. We're going to have those at the fair booth. Hopefully there will be someone there between 7 and 9 every day of the fair. But there may be some people there in other hours as well. But with the heat the way it is, not too bad today, but anyway, we hope to see you there at the booth, and we'll have free materials, and look forward to meeting you. That's the main thing. Now, something else. We're always glad to answer Bible questions that you may have. We appreciate your comments, positive or negative. So again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. Our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027, and our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. And you'll find our radio sermons going back several years, and our bulletins and good articles in the bulletins and so forth. Now, let's get into our very eternally important study. Jesus the Christ was God in the flesh. Well, we're going to start out with the fact that Jesus lived in Palestine during the first century. He was seen by masses of people all around Palestine, and we know that he lived during the time of the Roman occupation of course there in Palestine. They were under the Roman government. His ministry is dated during the governorship of Pontius Pilate, as we all know, should know. And I want to mention that Jewish historians wrote about Jesus, such as Josephus and the Talmud. Gentile historians wrote about Christianity. Cornelius Tacitus, Plinius Secundus, Plinia, governor of Bithynia, and Suetonius, to give some names there. Now, Jesus claimed to be deity. Well, we need to go to the scriptures and show that. Let's start with John 5, verse 18. John 5:18. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Well, it was true. Jesus was equal with God because he was God in the flesh. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. We know that from the scriptures. And we can see it in John 10:30. Here it's very clear as Jesus stated this, John 10, verse 30. I and my Father are one. The harmony of the Godhead, three. God the Father, God the Word, who became the only begotten Son of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and God the Holy Spirit, making up the one Godhead. And it can be said as they are one. Now, John 8:23. Let's go to John 8:23. Jesus said this. He said unto them, ye are from beneath. I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. Well, that's very clear, isn't it? Jesus did not begin his life in the stable. He began in the flesh, in the stable, his life of the flesh. But he existed, of course, before that. Now we'll make this crystal clear. Let's go to John 8:58. John 8:58. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Now that's eternal. I am. That's right. But let's go on. Jesus proved he is the only begotten Son of God by the miracles he did. They weren't done in a closet. Let's go to John 20:30-31. John 20:30-31. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Well, this goes along with Hebrews 2:3-4. Hebrews 2:3-4. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Yes, there's witness, see? And we need to appreciate that. Jesus had power over sickness and disease. Matthew 9:35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. That's right. That's scripture. He had power over nature, our Lord and Savior did. Matthew 8:26-27. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Speaking to the disciples. Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Well, it's God in the flesh. That's right. Jesus had power over demons, evil spirits. Matthew 8:16, we're still in Matthew 8, but verse 16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Now, there weren't anyone that was not healed in that situation with Christ. Now, Jesus had power over death. We know from John 11, 43-44. John 11:43-44, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. Now Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. That was the individual man, the brother of Martha and Mary. But had Jesus not indicated Lazarus and just said, come forth, they'd all come out of them tombs. That's the power Jesus had over death. He had the ability to foretell what would happen in the future. Jesus certainly did. Matthew 26:34-35. Matthew 26:34-35. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples, but they all left, didn't they? Matthew 26:69-75. You can study that. Matthew 26:69-75. You know, not everyone accepted the miracles which Jesus did. Of course, they had free choice. God gave us that ability, that right to choose. John 12:37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. And you know, tragically, the same holds true today. How many do not believe Jesus is the Christ, the only begotten Son of God, and submit to his will to obey the gospel of Christ and live faithfully even unto death? Sad to say, it's the majority, isn't it? Now let's notice this. The attempts which were made on the life of Jesus. We all should remember what happened with Herod the king, who was afraid of losing his throne. But he was mistaken. Jesus did not come to take the physical throne in Jerusalem and establish a physical kingdom and restore Israel as they were in the olden days. No, he came to establish his spiritual kingdom. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's not going to be a king sitting on the literal throne in Jerusalem, as Herod was afraid of losing that throne. So he attempted to kill Jesus in his infancy. Matthew 2:13-21. Matthew 2:13-21. How terrible to kill little babies, little children under 2 years old. Yes. How tragic. The abortion rate today has gone down maybe some, but it's still going on, isn't it? Taking the life of an innocent child. And it's all about the mother's rights, but no rights for the child. Common sense. It's living. You have to take the life away from the living being in the mother's womb. Well, let's go on. You know, the members of the synagogue at Nazareth attempted to kill Jesus. Luke 4:16-30. Luke 4:16-30. And now we're going to the book of John, and notice a number of events, one after another, of attempts which were made on the life of Jesus, starting in John 5:18. John 5:18. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And we've already stated that Jesus was equal with God. Of course, he was God in the flesh. John 7. Well, let me mention, Jesus did not break the Sabbath as they had said. Jesus was without sin when he went to the cross. We all should know that. John 7:1. John 7:1. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Judea, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now verse 19, still in John 7, verse 19. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? Now verse 25, still in John 7. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they seek to kill? Well, they were certainly seeking to kill him, weren't they? We've seen that verse after verse. Chapter 8, verse 37. Chapter 8, verse 37 now. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. Isn't that sad? No room for Christ in our hearts? We better change that situation if that's how we are viewing our Lord and Savior, without having room in our hearts for His will, for His teachings, for His doctrine. Well, let's go on verse 40, and still in chapter 8, verse 40. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Now verse 59, still in 8, chapter 8. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Well, Jesus had said, before Abraham was, I am, back in verse 58. That's why they wanted to stone him. But he was saying the truth. Now, chapter 10. Verse 31. Chapter 10, verse 31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. You see, this is another occasion. Verse 39. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. That's right. Chapter 11, verse 53. Chapter 11, verse 53. Then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. What had just happened? Jesus had raised Lazarus from the tomb, remember? He had been dead 4 days. Lazarus come forth. We saw that verse a moment ago. This is what happened. Instead of rejoicing, they took counsel together for to put him to death. Verse 57, still here in chapter 11. Now both the chief priest and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him. The religious leaders, what are they wanting to do? Take God in the flesh and get rid of him. He's a threat to our positions, or whatever they were thinking. I want to go back to chapter 7, still in John, chapter 7, verse 32 in chapter 7. The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Now, these officers were sent by the Jews to arrest Jesus, but let's go now to chapter 7, 45 and 46. Verses 45 and 46. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have you not brought him? The officers answered, never man spake like this man. Well, those words are so very true, are they not? Amen, 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 that's true. Of course it is. Never man spake like this man. Well, let's go on. Christ foretold his death by crucifixion. Matthew 20:19, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day he shall rise again. Spoken by our Lord and Savior. John 3:14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That's right before John 3:16. John 8:28. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. John 12:32-33. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. He was lifted up on the cross, was he not? We know he was. And we should be drawn unto him. The saving power of the gospel, which comes by the blood of Christ that was shed on that cruel cross. You know, we need to have our hearts melted by the love of God to give his only begotten Son to die a horrible way of dying, but to bear the sins of the world? How do I put that into proper words? I failed to do so, as this should certainly draw us all. It really is the love of God. Here is the reason given on several occasions for failed attempts on the life of Christ. I want to mention this. John 7:30, then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him because his hour was not yet come. In chapter 8:28-20, these words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. It was going to be done at the proper time, God's time. You know, Christ died voluntarily. We need to mention this before time is up. John 10:17-18. John 10:17-18. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Luke 23:46-47. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. He submitted unto death, in other words. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this man was a righteous man. Well, he was more than just a righteous man. He was God in the flesh. John 19:30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. John 19:30, it is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Matthew 27:50, you can see there he yielded up the ghost. Mark 15:37-39, he gave up the ghost. Truly, this man was the Son of God, is what is said by the centurion in Mark's account. Now, and Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. Well, here's something to mention. The apostles were willing to die for the cause of Christ. Why? Why? History records that all the apostles, with the exception of John, were killed for being a follower of Christ, because they really knew the truth, and they were willing to die. Now, note, they certainly claim to be witnesses. Chapter 4 of Acts, Acts chapter 4, 33, verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. And with great power gave the apostles witness. They witnessed the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were with him after he was resurrected from the grave. 1 John 1:1-3. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness. Notice that. Bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Acts 1, verse 1, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach unto the day in which he was taken up, after he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom pertaining to the kingdom of God. And you can see in Acts chapter 1 also here, verse 22, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Matthias was chosen, and he had to be a witness. And from the starting of the baptism of John. Now, Romans 1:1-4, quickly. Romans 1:1-4, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. 1 Peter 1:3-5. 1 Peter 1:3-5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now, Jesus was born in a stable in the flesh. Yes, that's how he had his start, in the flesh. You know how it smells. Worked as a carpenter's helper with his not biological father, but Joseph was like a father in that sense. Washed his disciples' feet. Rode a donkey into Jerusalem during his triumphant entry. He was betrayed by a friend, his own disciple Judas Iscariot, was crucified between two thieves, was buried in another man's tomb, yet he has had more of an effect upon the world than anyone who has ever lived. Think about that, all of us. Does this not prove that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God as he said he was? Of course. What will we do with the Christ? If you love me, keep my commandments, John 14:15. We stand ready to assist anyone in obeying the gospel. We'll study further with you. And we really thank you so much for listening today.